It's 11 minutes to 9 on Racing Pulse. Alex Ray, a man of many different appearances, joining me. Alex, how are you?
Good, thanks, buddy. How are you?
Good. I had a look at your profile. I think it was on racing.com. You've got the greatest David Niven moustache in that particular photo. You never quite know what you're going to get with you, do you?
No, I've been a party to a couple of braid fades, but I'm trying to wind down on that front and just keep it pretty stock standard.
Fair enough. Hey, you look pretty sharp when you welcome back Secret Palace at Sandown on Wednesday. That was a really encouraging win, wasn't it?
Yeah, she was terrific. She was tough. She's a mare with a few issues and obviously was bred by my brother. So quite a special win. And hopefully she can go on with the job now with the doors open at a mile and a half.
Your main runner is Chief Altony, of course, who's been up and back from Sydney, loves the wet tracks. Who's running in race 8, but you've also got a one who won nicely on debut called Shock 'Em Over. Terrific debut win, and you've come straight to town by Shocking. Nice draw. This is an interesting little test, isn't it, for Shock 'Em Over?
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, he was terrific on debut at Cranbourne over the mile, and then obviously being a three-year-old and them all turning four next week, you know, it was probably a good opportunity to throw him in the deep end against his own age. We've obviously got a good opinion of the horse, but, you know, it's so tricky to line up that three-year-old form, and especially when you're getting out to 2,000 metres for the first time. But we're confident this horse has got, you know, above-average talent, and also he'll run the trip on his ear. So he's in with a show.
There was a time, you know, with traditional training methods where there'd be fourth up at 2,000 metres, even if it was by Shocking. But you've looked at the horse and the pedigree, and you've done a lot of work behind the scenes. You know, debut a mile, second up 2,000 metres. It's interesting how the methodology has evolved with training a bit, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I think it has to have over the last couple of years. It's becoming a lot more technological, and we rely on a lot of data, and this horse has obviously got a really stout staying pedigree, and for me to run a horse like this over the short course, it just would have been too much for him to deal with mentally. So we've decided to keep him at a distance which suits him, you know, the mile where he can jump and travel at a tempo that he enjoys and sprint home, and he was obviously quite effective the other day, and 2,000 metres, you know, won't be an issue for him on Saturday.
I often wondered when, you know, even the great trainers of the past ran a stayer over an unsuitable trip first and second up and they got run off their legs, whether it was mentally good or bad for the horse, you know?
Yeah, well, I suppose everyone's got their own opinion, but I've always been of the impression that it can't be good for them. You know, these stayers, they're a little bit behind the eight ball in regards to how they mature. And if I ran this horse in a really short race and he was put under pressure the whole way, it could just overwhelm him a little bit. So we've gone away from that and tried to help him enjoy it a little bit more.
Just with the data that you do use these days, I know Ma Eustace, well known for what they do and other trainers as well. It's, you know, the treadmill era led to different types of training methods as well. What sort of level do you go to with all the technology?
Well, I think we need to get as much data as we can on training a racehorse. I mean, we're probably the only sport around at the moment that not everyone is using their sport science methods. So we get, you know, everything from grabbing their weight to their lactate on treadmills to stride length and heart rate. We get as much as we can because, you know, at the end of the day, we need to paint as clear a picture as possible. And obviously, my eye or how my riders will pass feedback on to me are very important, but I just think if we can get as much data as we can, it can't hurt.
Chief Altony goes around in the Travis Harrison Cup. He's been such a great horse for you, so consistent and puts in every time, but it's getting to the stage of a little bit of frustration now, I imagine, for you, where you want to see him translate these terrific runs into wins. It was excellent at Sandown, ditto Caulfield, and then back in distance on a very wet track in Sydney and was excellent there as well. So he's flying but not winning.
Yeah, you're right. It is getting a little bit frustrating for everyone involved. I mean, his performances have been terrific. I probably put my hand up and take responsibility for the last start in Sydney. In hindsight, it probably wasn't the right option, you know, coming back to 1,400 metres against those horses. But I was half hoping that his wet track superiority would take him a lot further than what it did. They were just too fast for him at the end of the day. But, you know, back to a mile tomorrow, he's drawn out, you know, on the widest part of the track where he's hopefully not going to get a not going to get too much traffic, and with no weight on his back, well, you know, it looks like it's his best opportunity in a long time to be winning one of those better Saturday races.
Not one at the Valley, but run well both times?
Yeah, well, shoulda, woulda, coulda. Shoulda won both times he's been to the Moonee Valley. Maybe not last start he ran into Mr. Brightside, but he gave him 2 kilos and drew the outside barrier. But that was a terrific performance. And then prior to that, his first time I took him there, a horse fell in front of him and he got into a bit of traffic, but he was terrific late. So, look, if he can just have a little bit of luck or just mutual luck, you know, he's going to be right there.
All right. Good on you, mate. Good luck.
Thanks, buddy.